Hello.
Hello, this is Lilla.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Greenwood Springs area. It's about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Greenwood Springs?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. And, well, you already started the service, I see. Okay. No problem. Okay. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
They're in good condition.
They're in good condition?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
I just moved here, so I'm not sure.
Not sure, don't know, or?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as a yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, will you vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent tax for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. The option two will be, will you vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 to make it a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Will you vote yes or no?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. And the third option would be to keep the one that half-cent that you already have for 20 years, the funds city streets, road, and maintenance. Will you vote yes or no for that one?
Yes, I believe.
Yeah, that's the one that we already have. Will you vote yes or no for that one? That's option three. Oh, thank you. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax interest ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make, opponents, they make this, you know, they oppose it. Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government nor or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree with them?
I disagree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive reason at all.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last sentence?
Yeah, they're saying that this is a statement that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto a sales tax where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Was that a very persuasive reason to vote yes for the full 1 cent? Somewhat persuasive or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive?
Yeah.
Thank you. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive at all.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when streets are torn up and replaced, deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not a persuasive reason at all.
Very persuasive.
Very persuasive?
Yeah.
Thank you. Since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly, and since voters last approved House 10 sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive at all.
Thank you. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 0.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Very persuasive.
Very?
Yes.
Thank you. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who made purchases here. We get good roads and streets and outsiders who use and contribute. Very persuasive reason, someone persuasive reason, not persuasive at all.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be delivered to other uses. Very persuasive reason, someone persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the edge and pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive at all.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. The city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishing, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. We're almost done, 70%. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote? How would you vote? Yes or no on each of the following options. Option one, to renew the 1 cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Option two, to renew the 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4, making it a 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street to row, and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Yes or no?
Yeah, but
I read you something, so now they're asking you again. They just want to make sure, but this is the end. This is the last.
Okay.
So to continue, a 0.5 cent sales tax for 20 years, the Fun City Street and Road Maintenance. That's what you already have. Will you vote yes or no for that?
I vote yes.
Yes. Thank you. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contracts for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Support or oppose? You know, they're trying to say they want to buy it now instead of later because it's going to be more money. So would you support them to borrow against the tax so that they can buy the whatever is necessary? Will you support that or oppose?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And I know your gender. I know that you're female, but I have to ask you the question. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And can you please tell me if is yours between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up? I know 18. You sound young. 18 to 39. 18 right?
To 39. Yeah.
I knew it. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or more?
6 months. 6 months.
I'm sorry?
6 months.
Oh, 0 to 5 years. Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care. Appreciate
it. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.